Mia.
Thank you. Item number two, approval of the minutes from last meeting. Do I have someone to move that we approve the minutes?
This is Holbrook. I move that we approve the minutes as written.
A second, please.
That was Ray.
That was Ray. I second.
Ray seconds. Roll call.
Yes, ma'am. Mia Hansen?
Aye.
Sue Crager?
Aye.
Billy Holbrook?
Aye.
Ann Furman?
Aye.
Ray Jordan?
Aye.
Lily Bogan?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0.
Excellent. Agenda item number three. This is our call to the audience. And we have such a big audience out there. Actually, we do have some people who look like they're hovering. And if anyone would like to address the Coyote Commission at this time, this is a great moment to say hello and say anything you'd like to us, including people like Derek Espadas, who's been hovering. If you want to introduce yourself, Derek, we'd love to have you on Cody. Not to put you on the spot. Would anyone like to give a call, shout out to us? Anyone at all? Again, this is a call to the audience moment. If there's anyone who'd like to address the Cody Commission at this time, please say so. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to number four. This is a little report out from Amanda, who's with us. She's a lead planner with the City of Tucson, is going to talk to us about Plan Tucson. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, thank you. Ms. Hansen and the rest of you on the Cody Commission. Really do appreciate you giving me a little bit of your time today. I work with Planning and Development Services Department with the City of Tucson, and we're the department that processes things like building permits. We also do a lot of long-range planning for the city, which includes Plan Tucson, the city's general plan. And I'm going to tell you all about what that document is, and then there's a lot of community engagement components to it, including working groups, and we are hoping that a member of CODI will nominate themselves to be a liaison between the Plan Tucson working groups and your board to have consistent dialogue between. With that, I'm going to share my screen and talk a little bit about what Plan Tucson is. Give me 1 second to get set up. All right. Well, now I'm going to adjust some things on my second monitor here. All right. I'm almost ready. Okay. So, Plan Tucson is, before I get into that, as I said, my name is Amanda. I'm in the middle picture there. I also work closely with Jasmine Chan. She's our program manager. Ian Wan is also on the team. And then, like any big project, we can't do it alone. We have lots of support from consultants with Gordler Group and Southwest Decision Resources, and much more support from staff and members of the public. And so what is Plan Tucson? Well, the current version is from 2013, and it is a document that gets updated and then voter approved every 10 years. And that's a state requirement, because the general plan tries to encapsulate the community's vision for what we want to see for Tucson, from Tucson, for the next 10 or 20 years. And it's important to get the community's vision because it also includes a lot of goals and policies that try to translate that vision into guides for development, for mayor and council decisions about how resources are allocated in the city. It informs neighborhood and area plans, zoning tools, so like what gets built where in the city, and then lots of other planning efforts besides. In 2013, as I mentioned, that's our current version. There is extensive community outreach involved in developing that plan, including 64 public meetings, 5 public hearings with the Planning Commission, 1 public hearing with Mayor and Council, and then that culminates in a special election where the voter approves on Plan Tucson. And that is going to be true for this effort as well. I'll tell you a little bit more about the update process, but before, just a little bit more depth about the breadth of Plan Tucson. It covers many things that the city is responsible for and many things where the city of Tucson views herself more as a partner. And that's because the content of the plan is really driven by community. So the current version is organized into 4 environments and 20 focus areas. And just to give you a sense of all of the types of information that shows up in Plan Tucson, there's housing, public safety, parks, recreation, arts and culture, public health. I don't want to read everything on the screen because I know you're all very busy and don't want to spend a ton of time with me. So economic is another one, natural, the built environment as well. And the built environment includes historic preservation, infrastructure, infill, and land use, transportation, and urban design. I'm pausing there because an important part of Plan Tucson is the future growth map, which we'll be talking about a little bit more in a moment.
Amanda, before you continue, this is Mia.
Of course.
I think you're in a are you in a PDF file? Is that what you're using?
I'm using a PowerPoint.
Okay. I just wanted to stop for a minute and hear if Lily or anyone else on the commission who might have a visual impairment or is blind would like to hear her read off everything. We'd be happy to spend the time to do that. If you can just do a brief, like right now we see a slide. This is Plan Tucson in action, urban agriculture. We see a javelina, some eggs, and you know, some wheat. Okay, something like that. That would be great.
I really do appreciate that reminder and awareness. Thank you so much. I'd be more than happy to do that. I'll go back one slide. So this slide has some text that I skipped over because it's a list of all of the focus areas that's in Plan Tucson, but I'll go ahead and read them out. Under social, we have focus areas related to housing, public safety, parks and recreation, arts and culture, public health, urban agriculture, education, government and participation. The second environment is the economic environment. That includes topics such as jobs and workforce development, business climate, regional and global positioning, tourism, and quality of life. The third environment is the natural environment, and that includes energy and climate readiness, water resources, green infrastructure, environmental quality. And then the built environment, as I said, was historic preservation, public infrastructure, facilities, and cost of development, redevelopment and revitalization, and land use, transportation, and urban design. So I read those out to give a sense of the variety and range of topics that show up in Plan Tucson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And yes, I do appreciate any pauses or questions or reminders such as that for accessibility. I really do appreciate it. So the next slide includes pictures of chickens and eggs and different vegetables because it's a story about urban agriculture. When our current plan was being drafted in 2013, at that time, backyard farm animals were not permitted in the city of Tucson's land use code. And the community in our community outreach let us know that that was a problem for a lot of people and they wanted to see that changed. So through the development of Plan Tucson 2013, we added one goal and several policies related to increasing accessibility of urban agriculture and backyard farming. And then once the plan was voter approved, the Planning and Development Services, the department that I work for, was able to revise the land use code to enable backyard farming as a permitted use. And so I'd like to share this story because at the time, according to the people who were leading the plan, urban agriculture wasn't something that they were necessarily aware of as a challenge in our city. And so because of community engagement, we were able to reduce those barriers. And the next slide says Plan Tucson update timeline. So as I mentioned a while back, our current plan was voter ratified 10 years ago, and it's a state requirement that we update this plan every 10 years. And on the screen right now is, it says Plan Tucson Update Inputs, and it shows a variety of logos from different city planning initiatives like Tucson Norte SOAR, One Water, Reed Park, Tucson Resilient Together, Move Tucson, the Sunshine Mile, Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, the Housing Affordability Strategy for Tucson, and the People, Communities, and Homes Investment Plan. And the reason I show all of these logos is because the update that we're embarking on now is not starting from scratch. In the last 10 years, the city of Tucson has done a lot of planning and a lot of community engagement, and we're incorporating all of that into our current update process so that all of those conversations we've had with the community are not lost. All of the goals and policies that these more specific departmental level plans have are all carried over into our update. This list is not necessarily inclusive. There's a lot of other community engagement going on at the city. And as you'll see in a moment, our update for Plan Tucson takes several years. And so we anticipate additional plans being part of this conversation. So our current slide is the Plan Tucson roadmap. Looking ahead, how do we anticipate updating Plan Tucson? We are currently in the first column, which is color blue. It's called Community Listening and Discovery. And this is where the Plan Tucson core team is doing a lot of community outreach, where we're just listening to whatever's on people's minds. We're doing some visioning. And then we're wrapping up a lot of our community visioning right now, and we're transitioning into working groups, which is why I'm here today. I'll talk more about working groups in a moment. The working group's role is to help us sort of synthesize, and then as an outcome of phase one is going to be a list of visions and priorities that we've heard from the community. We use that information to start off phase two, which is where it gets a little bit more technical. That's the purple column, where we're starting to look at the actual language of the plan and making whatever revisions, additions, tweaks that we may need in order to bring it up to 2023. And with that will be additional community dialogue and additional work with the working groups. And once that's finished, we'll have a preliminary draft of the Plan Tucson. We anticipate that phase to be about a year long. And so this brings us up to summer of 2024, a little bit over a year from now. At that point, we'll start phase three. That's the yellow column of review, which we're calling review and refine, in which we have a preliminary draft. We'll work with the community to refine that draft and then bring that final draft to the Planning Commission through public hearings, as well as public hearings with Mayor and Council. And at the end of phase three, the outcome will be a version of Plan Tucson that's adopted by Mayor and Council. And most planning documents stop there, but with Plan Tucson, it gets voted on and hopefully approved by the public. And so we have a fourth phase of spring and summer fall 2025, where we are road showing Plan Tucson to the public, answering any questions that we might have, leading up to Election Day. And if it is voter approved, then the final outcome is an approved plan and we move towards implementation. So my next section is more about the working groups and what we're hoping that a member of your commission will assist us with, but I'll pause because I can't see teams and I'm not sure if there are any questions at this time.
Do we have any questions right now for Amanda before we keep moving? Speak up, please.
Oh, just real quick, so implementation, so in the past 10 years, nothing's been implemented or things have been happening?
That's a great question. Things have certainly been happening. So if The outcome of phase four is implementation of the newly updated plan, but we've been implementing the 2013 plan since it was voter approved. An example I gave about urban agriculture.
Right.
So getting it into the plan and then changing the code, and then there's been much more beyond. I can share, after I'm done with my presentation, I can share a link to our city's Plan Tucson progress reports that share how different goals and policies in Plan Tucson have been moving forward in the last 10 years. That's okay. A great question. Yeah, absolutely.
Amanda, this is, what am I, a commissioner? Commissioner Greger? I'm just wondering about the election, a special election. I mean, has there been a history of a pretty good turnout? It seems odd that it would be a special election, that we wouldn't incorporate that into an existing election.
Yes, thank you for that question. The choice to go with a special election is mostly just to stay within a smooth and condensed timeline, knowing that, like I said, the city of Tucson does a lot of planning. We've heard from members of the community as well as different staff that there's a little bit of planning fatigue, and we completely understand that. So we don't want the process of the Plan Tucson update, which is a required process for the state, and I think a very good process that has merit. But since we have to do this, we want to do it as efficiently and thoroughly as possible. So that's why we have our sights on a special election during the year 2025. And if we need to spend more time developing the plan, then we can continue. But our direction from mayor and council right now is 2025.
Great. Let's continue on with your presentation, Amanda. We'll save a few more questions to the end.
Absolutely. So working groups, as I said, I'm going to go back one slide to the presentation of the roadmap. You'll see the working group bubbles in yellow. This is sort of a simplification of our overall plan. I think working groups will be meeting more than three times, but this is just to show that the working groups are a key part of our overall process that help us throughout the planning process, to help us make sure that the core team of three of us certainly can't see everything, and we need additional support from the community and experts in the community to help us with certain points. So this slide says Plan Tucson working groups, and it goes into a little bit of some very basic detail of what we expect the roles of these working groups to play in the Plan Tucson update process. And that is to help us identify community priorities. During phase one, we'll be presenting a variety of information, both more like technical existing conditions data, as well as summaries of what we've heard from the community thus far. And then informing decision-making from on the core team's part, and then helping to integrate and coordinate with other planning initiatives and city initiatives and avoid that duplication of efforts. So that's why we're making a point to reach out to a variety of commissions to try to find liaisons to help maintain that constant communication. That brings me over to the second column of participants. I mentioned boards and commission liaisons. Other participants will include city staff, staff from other jurisdictions in the region, various stakeholder groups according to their availability and interest, and then as well as members of the public. And then timing, timing's a little fuzzy right now. We do know that the meeting frequency of each group, and I'll list the five groups in just a moment, we'll have five working groups. Each is going to be meeting at different frequency according to the different needs and the sizes of each group. So more information on that to be announced. I will say we do hope that members of working groups will be able to participate throughout, but if someone's not able to participate each time, we'll make sure to share notes and work with you on other ways to make sure at least you're up to speed with what's being discussed.
Great, Amanda, we got a few more minutes. I'm sure you're heading towards the end here, right?
Yep, I will just, thank you, Mia. I just wanted to mention what the five working groups will be, and there are two. The first two, I think, will be of particular interest to this group, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time on the first two and then kind of move through the last three a little bit quickly. The first group is going to be focusing on land use, housing, and urban design, and that will include development patterns, and then neighborhood and area plans and infrastructure, housing, and then urban design, which will include universal design concepts. That's why I wanted to call it out here. And then I'll just mention this list of topics is preliminary. It just is trying to give a sense of which group, we'll be talking about what, where we want to acknowledge that there's a lot of overlap with these topics with other concepts. So we have lists of overlapping working groups off to the side. The second working group that may be of interest is transportation, access, and mobility. Here we'll be talking about complete streets, public transit, bike ped and shared mobility, street conditions, ADA accessibility, traffic safety, and stormwater management. And then the last three are community resources and lifestyle. This is oriented around community safety, general well-being of the community, the unsheltered population, parks and recreation, education, and public health. Our fourth working group is water, climate, and green space. So that also includes climate action, environmental quality, waste management, and things like urban green spaces that are more like natural resource parks rather than the sports and recreation-oriented parks. And then here's where I wanted to mention, we see City of Tucson as an important supportive partner of things like regional green spaces, all of our beautiful federal lands that surround our city. And then the fifth and final working group is economic vitality. We're currently including arts and culture in this group, as well as business climate, jobs, workforce development, regional global positioning, and tourism. So with that, I'm going to stop sharing my screen unless somebody needs me to bring it back up. I'd be more than happy to. And I would love to turn it over to you to hear about any more questions and at least get a preliminary liaison to participate. And you could pick any group or nominate more than one, and is whatever structure works for you if you're interested. Thank you.
This is Commissioner Krager. I have just another comment. It's not really a question, but I would like to encourage Plan Tucson to think of principles of universal design, inclusive design in all of those environments. It doesn't just pertain to the physical environment. And I think oftentimes it gets left off the agenda when we discuss other, even if it's social environments or economic. So I would just encourage you all to take that into consideration.
Yes, I really do appreciate that reminder, and I do agree.
I can't see hands, so anybody else like to step up and ask any questions? This is a good moment.
I see no hands. This is Rick.
Okay. Well, wonderful. I am out in the middle of a parking lot, so I'm just going to open this up. We would love to have someone from the Cody Commission represent and be on Plan Tucson. So I don't know if there's anyone right now who would be willing to volunteer to represent Cody. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer? Can I nominate someone? We really do need some representation. I know Zach Coble has said he may be willing. He's not here today. I was sort of hoping, Ray Jordan, that you might be interested in this area.
Ray's hand is up.
You can think about that. Go ahead, Ray.
Oh, thank you, Mia. Yeah, I think we were thinking the same thing at exactly the same time. I have an interest in two of those groups, with a little bit of expertise. I'm wondering whether, Amanda, you would limit the participation of commissions to just one person per commission, because I think there may be some other others of those five areas there that may interest different people on this particular commission.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. Certainly, we are not going to turn anyone away from participating in the working groups that they're interested in. And one person could join several. We could have multiple liaisons from this commission. It's an open invitation. So whatever works best for your structure and your time.
Okay, I'm hesitant to make a commitment at this time, not knowing the meeting schedule or the would these meetings be online or in person?
I completely understand that. Some of those details are still to be determined about whether they'll be online or hybrid or in person only, as well as the timing.
Okay, you can certainly put me down as an interested party and without making a commitment until we get a little bit more detail.
Would you mind letting me know which two groups you are most interested in?
I think it was the first two. The second one was about transportation and mobility. The first one, I don't recall all of the subject matter there, but I recall a couple of those items being of interest to me.
Great. Thank you. Looking forward to being in more conversation with you about that.
Thank you.
All right. I'm so sorry. I was just rolling some wheelchairs, as you can probably all see. I think that was a great presentation. Does anyone else have any further questions? If not, hearing none, we're going to thank Amanda very much for being here today, and we will certainly get you some representation. It may not be after today's meeting, but we'll certainly get you someone. Okay?
That sounds great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time and the work you do for Tucson. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks. I'd like to ask Commissioner Holbrook if you would please take over the agenda. What's the next item, Commissioner Holbrook?
I think it's the community events or events that are coming up.
Go ahead. Anybody have any community events to announce? That needs to go up?
Is there any more?
No. That's it. Broad Mall.
No community, hearing nothing. I'm sure there must be something. I know that we do have a Disability Pride Day meeting coming up. That goes in last. So I know that Chris Desborough is here somewhere. I'm going to open it up to allow Chris to say a few words about that. Chris, if you are still on the meeting.
I do see Chris logged in, but I don't see him as I don't see him turning on his mic, in other words.
Okay, I know there's a Disability Day planning meeting coming up in April, and I also have a great announcement that our women's wheelchair basketball team, the Arizona Storm, that represents Tucson, will be going to the Women's National Tournament this weekend in Birmingham, Alabama, so we can all wish them luck.
Great.
Okay, let's move on. Final agenda item, I believe, is talking about the chair and vice chair position. Are we right? Are we on track there, Holbrook?
Yes, you're on track.
Well, everyone, I asked via a text if we could hear some nominations. I am going to be stepping down from CODI after 4 years of serving. It is a 4-year term for CODI. I kind of snuck 1 year in with Mayor Rothschild, and then the last 3 years under Mayor Romero. But I will be stepping down as is fit. And Zach has expressed a willingness should his family situation change. And also Sydney has expressed a willingness to maybe be the vice chair. Is there anybody else who would be interested or willing to serve? Come on now, people.
So that means, Mia, that you're going off the commission. This is Holbrook.
That's so right. I'll be finishing my 4 years, and I'm going off the commission.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not hard to be the leader here of this group. Really just requires some organization. I don't want anyone to think that it's a really difficult and daunting task. but it is something that's necessary to have someone just kind of steering the ship, right? So Sydney couldn't be on today because she had an emergency. Her daughter may have a broken leg. Hopefully she doesn't. And so she's willing to be vice chair. We'll work on Zach to be the chair. And then I think the rest of you, just please consider stepping up in these various roles of being on other committees and keeping our radar open, because that's really what this commission needs to do, right? To stay active and to stay vibrant.
Yeah, right. I want to thank you very much for serving as the chair.
Well, you're welcome very much. I think it's been a few years that I've been doing that, and really the chair and the vice chair should rotate once a year. I feel it's our duty that we all need to, you know, take on that responsibility, help each other out. Again, it doesn't have to be difficult. Part of it is just setting the agenda and finding wonderful people like Amanda to share other stuff with us, right? Like about Plan Tucson. So I think we'll just leave it at that, and we'll talk to Zach and to Sydney a little bit more this coming month. And I will still stay on through the end of the June meeting. All right. Is there any other agenda item that we're missing? Hearing none, may I?
Mia, it's Sue.
Yeah.
You had asked me to look at the website for, you know, the Cody, where Cody was positioned and where the application was. Is that anything you want me to do today, or should I do it next time?
Next meeting, we'll need that to be on the agenda. And what we're talking about there is getting an agenda item that we can really, again, get our vacancies filled. Okay, so let's put that on next week's agenda. That would, or next month, that would be great.
Okay.
All right, then I say we adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Thank you, Holbrook. I second.
All right, 405. Go ahead.
We'll see you next month.
Great. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.